VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ugandan police said on Sunday they had rescued an American woman and her driver who'd been kidnapped by gunmen in a national park. On Twitter, the police said the two were in good health and in the safe hands of security officials. They didn't give any more information other than that. Ugandan security teams had been hunting down the gunman who demanded a $500,000 ransom after kidnapping American Kim Endicott and her Ugandan guide in a national park popular with tourists. They were ambushed on April 2nd in Queen Elizabeth National Park, a protected area near the porous border with Congo. It remains unclear if a ransom was paid in the case of Endicott. Appeals by the United Nations for a humanitarian ceasefire Sunday in the Libyan capital went largely unheeded as forces loyal to Eastern Libyan military commander General Khalifa Haftar appeared to gain more ground against opposing militias and forces loyal to the National Unity Government of Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj. Haftar's warplanes attacked opponents trying to stop their advance south of the capital. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video showed forces loyal to General Khalifa Haftar defending their positions around Tripoli's international airport south of the city. Arab media reported the airport, closed since 2014, remained under Haftar's control, but opposing Libyan forces are trying to recapture it. Haftar's military spokesman, Colonel Ahmed al-Mismari, told Arab media that Libyan National Army Air Force planes launched four raids near the airport.
This is VOA News. A war monitor says shelling killed 13 civilians.